This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 10/23/2024. Patient's last name is Thibodeau. First name is Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N. Date of birth, 5/4/1966. Patient is a 58-year-old male who presents for physical exam and general lab testing. He denies any acute symptoms, review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no pain for swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pains, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 224.8 pounds, O2 saturation 96%, blood pressure 124/86, pulse is 82, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Physical exam, generally, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, normal oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no more noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel symptoms 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflex is equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had labs done, fasting labs, ultrasound revealed some fatty liver. Patient was counseled regarding dietary and lifestyle modifications. Pending results, follow-up is scheduled for 1 week. Diagnosis, physical exam, follow-up regarding bronchitis, which already resolved. Patient remains on oral antibiotics. Patient's EKG was also within normal limits with us, with the chest x-ray that's also within normal limits. Next patient, last name is Hernandez, first name is Maria, date of birth is 11/9/1986, date of service 10/23/2024. Patient is a 37-year-old female who presents for surgical clearance regarding injury to her left hand, severe laceration that involved tendons, which occurred on the job. Patient has history of hypertension, also unable to recall the medicine that she was placed on, which she hasn't taken in a while. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no pain for swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. I'll take that back from the skin. Patient has a lacerated left hand. She has a concealed dressing and a splint over that, the left hand. A physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 153 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 149 over 91, pulse is 31, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no more noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel times 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, facial moves are all extremities, voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin patient has reported lacerated left hand, no active drainage or bleeding noted, patient has left hand in occlusive dressing with a splint. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had a normal chest x-ray. Labs were done with pending results. Patient's blood pressure was a little elevated. She's supposed to return to clinic in 3 days for vital signs recheck and also to present with her current antihypertensive medication. Diagnosis, surgical clearance, hypertension, status post, left hand, lacerated left hand. Next patient, last name is Sanchez, first name is Juan, J-U-A-N, date of birth is 9-20-1991, date of service 10-23-2024. Patient is a 33-year-old male who presents with complaint of sinus pressure, sore throat, cough, that's ongoing for 1 week. He stated that he tested negative for COVID, home COVID testing. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient reported nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. Reported also sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient complained of cough. Congestion, no shortness of breath. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 229.2 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 135 over 88, pulse is 96, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, erythema, pharyngeal erythema, evident with no pustular lesions, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs, few crackles auscultated over upper lung fields. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, patient tested positive for strep screen. Diagnosis, acute sinusitis, acute pharyngitis, strep with strep infection, upper respiratory infection. All right, patient given prescription for Tesalon Pulse, 200 milligrams, 1 POTID PRN, quantity 30, Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed, quantity 1 pack, Amoxicillin 500 milligrams, 1 POTID times 10 days, quantity 30. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week or as needed. Thank you.